Thanks for joining me on my Stained Glass Spirituality Fun Fest. Wishing you all peace, love, and happiness. The world is changing. Why don't you? Sometimes it's difficult to analyze behavior, but your emotions never lie. Friends should make you feel empowered, uplifted. Your friends should make you feel good. Do you feel bad about yourself when you've spent time with them? If you leave them feeling like shit, then you should probably reevaluate the benefits you're receiving from the friendship. Some people, unfortunately, maliciously enjoy putting others down. When it comes to cutting people off, there's only one way to do it. Walk the fuck away, physically and emotionally. Completely fucking ignore them. Every time you miss and think about them, replace that thought with redirecting your focus back to their evil toxic patterns, what they did and how their selfish ass actions made you feel. Do they only call when they want something? All friendships should be equal. This means that you should receive as much as you put in. It's all reciprocation and mutuality. If you're putting in more than you're getting out, you should think twice about what they're asking from you. Do you find that you spend your entire time focused on them when you're hanging out? The conversation is never equal. We all have problems and things we'd like to talk to somebody about. Do they put you down or make fun of you in front of others? Usually, most people do this because they feel bad about themselves. They use other people as a distraction. Cut these toxic assholes out. Are they aggressively competitive? While it's a good thing to be a little competitive now and again, a true friendship is never a healthy friendship when it's based on competitive behavior. Are they not happy for you when things good happen to you or for you? This is a telltale sign that it's also based on competitive behavior. A true friend will wish to see you be happy and succeed. It's usually the people who spend their time moaning and groaning about the drama. They're the ones causing it. They're the ones that bring the drama into your life. You don't need that negative bullshit around you. Do they bitch about you behind your back? Friendships need to be based on mutual trust and respect. Don't put up with bullshit. Do you feel like your relationship is built on conditionality? This is for all of your relationships in your life. You should feel like they are unconditional and not based on you being or acting in a certain way. Do your friends bail on you? Sometimes real life happens, and that's okay. But if it's consistent, then it obviously shows that you are a friend that is unreliable and much less invested in the friendship. Or maybe it's your turn to bail on them permanently. Do they use your secrets against you and then share them? This is evil and malicious and absolutely nothing that a true friend would ever do. Are they a bad influence? Do they make you do things that could possibly get you into trouble? Stop. Just stop before you end up getting yourself into trouble. Friends don't make friends do bad things. Do they talk about their other friends behind their backs? If they do this, the chances are likely that they will do it to you too. It's fine on occasion, but maliciously, but anything malicious will indicate that they aren't as genuine as they'd like you to believe. Do they bail on you when you need them the most? There are friends who are friends at 3 a.m. on any time, on any day. There are your friends for life, and they can. You know it's important to rely on a few select individuals to be by your side through thick and thin. Do they exclude you from things with mutual friends? If it's on purpose and happening often, despite you bringing it up, then I suggest you create some distance. Possibly cut them out. It's important to remember that sometimes it can happen accidentally, so try to talk to them before jumping to conclusions. Take care of you. I love you. You love you. You are so amazing. Thank you. Thank you, universe, spirits, angels, guides. Grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, the wisdom to know the difference between right and wrong, as well as love and hate, to live every day like it may be my last, and enjoying one moment at a time. From the bottom of my heart, thank you. Until we meet again.